Close your eyes and try to picture absolute nothingness. Can't do it, can you? That's because true emptiness doesn't exist, not even at the beginning. The void that preceded our universe wasn't empty silence, but a seething cauldron of virtual particles winking in and out of existence, energy fields trembling around zero. From this quantum chaos, everything emerged. For 40,000 years, humans have wrestled with this mystery through stories. The Kuba people imagined Mambobo vomiting out celestial bodies during cosmic indigestion, while the Fulani envisioned the universe born from a single drop of milk. These weren't primitive fantasies, but sophisticated attempts to answer the question that still haunts us. Where did all this come from? When Galileo pointed his telescope skyward in 1610, he shattered more than astronomical misconceptions. His observations, mountains scarring the moon's surface, moons orbiting Jupiter, countless stars invisible to the naked eye, demolished the notion that truth came from authority rather than observation. This wasn't just a new way of looking at the sky. It was a fundamental reimagining of how we know anything at all. Science became a self-correcting conversation with reality, welcoming challenges and embracing the possibility of being wrong. Yet this power came with a price, increasingly complex mathematics and specialized language that can feel like an impenetrable fortress to outsiders. The irony is that understanding our cosmic origins requires grappling with conditions so extreme that our everyday intuitions fail us completely. How do you visualize temperatures billions of degrees hotter than the sun's core? How do you comprehend timescales measured in billions of a second? Two complementary approaches converge on the answer. Particle physics recreates the universe's fiery birth in accelerators like CERN's Large Hadron Collider, while astronomers peer through super telescopes at light that began its journey billions of years ago. Remarkably, these entirely different methods tell the same story, one more startling than any ancient myth. Our universe is a zero-energy system. All positive energy from matter and radiation perfectly balances gravity's negative potential energy. We emerged from a void and remain a transformed void, what physicist Alan Guth calls the most appealing example of a free meal. For millennia, brilliant minds like Einstein believed in an eternal cosmos. When Georges Lemaître proposed an expanding universe in 1927, Einstein dismissed his physics as abominable. Yet Hubble's observations of galactic redshifts, building on Henrietta Leavitt's pioneering work with stellar standard candles, confirmed the uncomfortable truth: our universe had a beginning. The decisive evidence arrived accidentally in 1964 when researchers detected cosmic microwave background radiation, the fossil glow from 13.8 billion years ago. Then, everything happened faster than thought itself. In just 10 to the minus 35 seconds, an insignificant bubble in quantum foam began inflating uncontrollably. Space exploded outward, growing from billions of times smaller than a proton to football size, containing all matter and energy of our future universe. Alan Guth's inflation theory solved puzzling mysteries. Why is the universe so uniform? How did distant regions achieve identical temperatures? Before inflation, the entire universe was tiny enough for all parts to exchange information. Inflationary expansion then propagated this homogeneity cosmically while magnifying quantum fluctuations that would later seed galaxies. Imagine a universe where every particle flies at light speed, indistinguishable and massless, perfectly symmetric but utterly sterile. Nothing could form. Then, 10 to the negative 11 seconds after the Big Bang, the Higgs field acquires a specific value that transforms everything. Particles crossing it interact differently, some slowing to acquire mass while others remain unaffected. This fractures perfect symmetry, like a hammer striking glass. The weak force separates from electromagnetism. Some particles become unstably heavy and vanish, while others acquire just enough mass to enable matter's organization. Without this symmetry breaking, we wouldn't exist. The hunt for the Higgs boson took nearly 50 years and required CERN's Large Hadron Collider, a 27-kilometer ring generating 13 trillion electron volts. In 2012, two independent teams of thousands of scientists simultaneously announced discovering a particle matching the Boys of 64 predictions, validating our understanding of how the void itself shapes reality. A microsecond after the Big Bang, at temperatures exceeding 10,000 billion degrees, the universe bubbles with quark-gluon plasma, a strange soup behaving as a perfect superfluid. From this chaos emerges the proton, a masterpiece of stability built from two up quarks and one down quark bound by gluons. Despite its light components, the proton's mass comes from binding energy. Experiments prove protons last at least 10 to the 34 years, essentially eternal compared to the universe's 10 to the 10-year age. The neutron emerges as the proton's neutral counterpart. Free neutrons decay within minutes, but become stable inside atomic nuclei. At the universe's 1-minute mark, a 3-minute window allows nuclear formation. All free neutrons incorporate into helium nuclei, while remaining protons stay as hydrogen. Had the proton-neutron mass difference been slightly greater, the universe would have produced too much helium and too little hydrogen to fuel stars, leaving the cosmos in eternal darkness. This delicate balance represents the enthalpic principle. We observe these conditions because only such conditions could produce observers. After 380,000 years, temperatures dropped enough for electrons to bond with protons, forming the first hydrogen and helium atoms. Suddenly freed from the opaque fog, photons traveled unimpeded. The universe became transparent. These primordial photons still surround us as cosmic microwave background radiation, cooled from 3,000 degrees to less than 3. Around 200 million years later, the first stars ignited, megastars 100 to 200 times our sun's size, burning brilliantly but briefly. After merely a million years, they exploded, scattering newly forged elements throughout space. These stellar deaths weren't endings, but beginnings. From their enriched dust, new generations of stars and planets eventually formed. Gravity worked relentlessly on matter accumulating around dark matter clumps, creating rotating vortices, the birth of galaxies. At nearly every galactic core lurks a supermassive black hole, essential for stable structures. Our Milky Way harbors Sagittarius A star, with 4 million solar masses. Visible stars represent only a fraction. Most galactic mass exists as invisible dark matter, providing the gravitational scaffolding holding everything together. In the Orion Arm, our sun ignited, a dwarf star perfectly sized to shine steadily for 10 billion years. Earth's collision with a Mars-sized planetoid created our moon, whose size and proximity stabilizes Earth's axis within 1 degree, preventing chaotic climate shifts. Jupiter diverts dangerous asteroids, while Earth's rotating iron core generates a protective magnetic field against cosmic radiation. By 3.5 billion years ago, cyanobacteria emerged, releasing oxygen as waste, a poison that became essential for complex life. This great oxidation event around 2.4 billion years ago killed many organisms but enabled energy-intensive life forms. Through mass extinctions and evolutionary experiments, we arrived at creatures capable of wondering about their origins. Beings who could look up at the stars, paint caves, and build monuments marking their place in the cosmos. Deep in caves, Neanderthals created elaborate stone circles, while Spanish cave paintings dating over 65,000 years ago, 20,000 years before Homo sapiens reached Europe, reveal sophisticated symbolic systems requiring specialized training. These weren't mere depictions, but expressions of something fundamental, the capacity for symbolic thinking, for narrative and wonder that weave stories connecting past, present, and future. Recent brain research reveals why artificial intelligence can't replicate human awareness. It lacks interaction with other human brains through language, embodiment, and emotional relationships. A human brain forms through relationships, beginning with the maternal gaze shaping a newborn's neural pathways. Imagination becomes a powerful survival tool, condensing generational wisdom and allowing us to live a thousand lives through stories. We stand at the end of a cosmic journey that began 13.8 billion years ago. Every atom in your body was forged in dying stars. You are literally stardust, contemplating its origins. We're not separate observers, but the universe becoming conscious of itself. When you gaze at the night sky, feeling that primal wonder, you're experiencing the same Thaumazine that drove our ancestors to paint caves and pushes scientists to peer deeper into cosmic mysteries.